Today's shiur of Mr. Brewer Yoimi, live, believe it or not, live from Ramat Beit Shemesh. Although it has the feel of the Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret, as we're here with Noah Horowitz, shout out to Noah Horowitz. We're here doing the Yoimi together with a Gevaldika alumnus, Vav, Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Vav, Im Nichnas HaKoyin, shout out to Rabbeinu Farkas. Shout out to Rabbeinu Farkas, who's now a Yoimi guy with the Damsk, chazering every night. Im nichnas hakoyin, shout out to Damsky. Im nichnas hakoyin lebeis hakneses. Don't worry, there's going to be another question from later, so you didn't get all the shout outs yet. Im nichnas hakoyin lebeis hakneses. If what happens if the koyin comes into shul? After the Yisrael already began to say the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, ain't no posek. We did not interrupt and stop the Yisrael. We let him finish up the bracha and get the aliyah. Aval baruchu, but if the Yisrael only said baruchu and didn't start the bracha yet, lo havi haschala. That's not considered a beginning, that the Yisrael already began. And so then what happens? The Omer Yisrael, Bateva, in such a scenario, the Yisrael will stay by the Bima, Ad Sheyashlimu, Kohen VeLevi, until you finish calling up the Kohen and then the Levi, the Az Yikra, and then you call up the Yisrael who you originally called up. Let's look at the Mishnah Berura on this, Sifkat and Yud Tes, Achar Shehizchil. If the Kohen came in after the Yisrael already began. What does that mean, began? If you just said Baruch, that's considered began. Hainu, Sha'amah Baruch Ata Hashem. Meaning once the Yisrael already said Baruch Ata Hashem of the Aliyah for Rishon, that's it. Eino Posek, Sifkat and Chaf. Eino Posek, we did not stop the Yisrael midstream. We did not go ahead then and say, you're out, Kohen, you're in. Why? Kedei Shelo Yitiyeh. Bracha levatala, so that the bracha will not be a bracha levatala. You might ask, so maybe let him say, lamdeni chukecha? We don't do that in scenarios that we don't have to. And that's what it says there in the dirshu. Va'od, delo nechshav, and this is why the ode is important, delo nechshav pagam lahakoyin. This will not be considered a pagam to the kohen. It's not going to go ahead and put a impingement on his lineage. It won't put a blemish on him as a Kohen. Why? The Yitlu Shelo Hayasham, because people will assume that he wasn't there. Bishah Shekaru La Yisrael. People will assume that he wasn't there when they called up the Yisrael. O Shema Shagagahi. Or maybe they just messed up. Shesavanu Shein Hashem. Right? The people are not going to, just in the fact that he wasn't called up, they're not going to assume the worst. U'mistavra de ole ha-Yisrael le-minyan shiva. And he says it's pashut svara that the Yisrael will count towards the seven aliyos of Shabbos Kriyas HaTorah. The ein tzarech lekros ha-kohen acharav. You would not have to call the kohen after you called up the Yisrael. Va'afilu le-maya kohen v'beis ha-kneses b'shah shekaru ha-Yisrael. And even if the kohen was actually in the shul when they called up the Yisrael. The Heim Toh, and they made a mistake. The Gabbai made a mistake. Shout out to Gabbai, Azi Kimmel. The Heim Toh, they made a toast. V'savru she'eno sham. And they thought, the Gabbais thought that the Kohen wasn't there. The Kohen of Yisrael, and they called the Yisrael. Gam Kain, Ole Leminyan Shiva. Also, in that scenario, the Yisrael that was called up will count towards the seven aliyos. The achar ha-Yisrael lo yale ha-Kohen. And once again, after Yisrael is called up, you do not call up the Kohen after him. Because here, if you call up the Kohen after him, then yesh lachush to yesh lachush lefgamai. Then people, we have to be concerned that if the Kohen goes after the Yisrael, hey, maybe there is something wrong with this Kohen. Maybe he's not a legit Kohen. Sheyomru, they'll say, she'eno Kohen. We'll say he's not a kohen. Midikra acha Yisrael, because he was called after a Yisrael. Now it's very interesting. In the shoot, Zecher Yitzchak. It says, what happens if Ozzie Kimmel would never do this? But let's say the Gabbai calls up a Yisrael b'mezid instead of the Kohen. Why he would do that, I don't know, but he did it. So the Shut Zecher Yitzchak in Simen Ayin Zayin, Os Yud, how do I know that? Shout out to Dirshu. Shout out to Dirshu, because Dirshu is awesome. Because after he called up b'mezid, a Yisrael, instead of a Kohen, he is over a mitzvah aseh of the Kidashto, and he's poyem l'kohen. He's actually outright being pogem a Kohen. His bracha, the one who gets the aliyah, if he's part of this bizayon, his bracha is not a bracha. His bracha is considered part of what's called botzeya barech, nuutz Hashem. It's like a despicable bracha, and the bracha is not a bracha. Unbelievable. Okay, let's move on. Sif katan chaf aleph, but if he said baruchu, that's not a haschala, lo havi haschala. Why? Why isn't that considered a haschala? The ein zeh levatala. Because saying baruchu is not considered a bracha levatala, even though you're saying baruchu es Hashem, hamavarach, that's not a bracha levatala. Why? Darei anu akal, because the kal answered to that bracha. Right? Let's say the Yisrael said, Baruch Hu Hashem Amarach. So then the Kaal is going to say, Baruch Hashem Amarach Elam Va'ed. That's what the Gros says. And therefore there's no Baruch Levatol, because they're answering by saying, Baruch Hashem Amarach Elam Va'ed. Then you can go ahead and call the Kohen after the Yisrael just said the Baruch Hu. Aviafilu Achi Chozer HaKohen. What's interesting though is even in such a scenario where the Yisrael said the Baruch Hu, the Kohen goes in and repeats Va'omer Baruch Hu. The Kohen himself will go ahead and repeat and say Baruch Hu. Okay. We move on here. Chof buys the Omed HaYisrael, and the Yisrael stays there at the bima until after the Kohen and the Levi is called up. Now, even though the Yisrael was called up first, and we removed him, we don't make him go sit down. That's too big of a busha. Rather, what we do is we keep the Yisrael up there at the bima while the Kohen and the Levi is called up. And then we give the Yisrael the aliyah. We go now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Im ein kohen beis hakneses. If there is no kohen shul, kohe Yisrael bim kohen. So what do? If there's no kohen in the shul, we call up the Yisrael and we say, Shleimi Fafel ben Reb Yitzchok Yisrael bim kohen. That's what we say. Shlomi Fafel ben Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Kain Kain. That's how you call up Yisrael. The lo yale, in such a scenario, lo yale acharav Levi. In such a scenario, we do not go ahead and call a Levi up after the Yisrael was called up in Kain Kain. Look at the Mishnah Berura. The lo yale acharav Levi. Why? The cave under Yisrael karu lefanav, since the Yisrael was called before him. Im yale acharav Levi. If a Levi will then be called up after the Yisrael, Yomru, people will say, Sha'arishon koyen haya. Because people will say, oh, the first one was a coin. And even though when they called up the Yisrael, they said, Bim koyen koyen kishikaro, right? They said, Bim koyen koyen, when they called them up, kidul kame. Afilo achi chayshina. We're still concerned. Because there could have been someone who walked in after. Shalom b'shamo, shkishikaro. Because they didn't hear when he was called up as a Yisrael, Bim koyen koyen. Or, the guy was spacing in the chips, and he didn't hear it. No. So there could be a guy in the shul spacing out, and he won't hear it. So we have to be concerned. Therefore, if Yisrael is called up in Kohen Kohen, we do not call up a Levi with Shani. We give it to a Yisrael. But let's look at the Ramah now. Back to the Ramah. Hagah. Aval Rishon Yuchal Lalois. But Rishon you could give to the Levi. You can't give the Levi the second aliyah after Yisrael, but if there's no Kohen, you could give it to a Levi. Ukishikorin also, and when you call him up, Omrim, what do you say? Bimkom Kohen. You say, Reb Ido ben Shlomi Fafel Levi Bimkom Kohen. Right? Shalo Yitu Loimar, because once again, we don't want people to make a mistake and think that Levi was a Kohen. Let's look at the Mishneh Berurah on this, my good friends. Chaf Dalet. Rishon is Yuchal Alois. The Lo Garam Yisrael. Because this is not any worse than having Yisrael come up. V'davka k'she'ena Yisrael gadol me'alevi. And specifically, where the Yisrael is not a bigger gadol than the Levi. The I lav hachi yikru Rishon. Because if it's not the case, then you should call up the Yisrael first. V'shuv lo yikru Levi klal. And don't call up the Levi at all. Ule inyon l'kroys l'levi shlishi or revi'i. And calling up a Levi, either Shlishi or Revi'i, Bimkom Shekaru Yisrael, in a place where you called them up Yisrael and Kohen Kohen, Yesh Omim Demuter, there are those that say it might be okay, Yesh Osen, and others that Aser. Ulefi HaMavar L'kam Esof Sif Yud, like we're going to see later on in the end of Sif Yud, Magen Avram, in the Magen Avram, B'Shem Levush, in the name of Levush, the Medinos Elu, in these places, meaning where in the Mekaymes Ashkenaz, for sure, Ein Nagin Lekros Lekohen Ola Levi, will never, the minhag is never to call a Kohen or a Levi, except for Rakla Achron. If you have an additional Aliyah, you're after the seventh Aliyah called Achron, Ola Maftir. You can bring him up for Maftir. And therefore, Ein Nafkamina Bezeh, there's no practical Nafkamina that whether you can call up a Levi in principle for Shlishi Revi, since our minhag is not to call up a Kohen and Levi for anything besides Kohen Levi, right? You call up the Kohen for Kohen, the Levi for Levi, the second Aliyah, and if you don't give the Levi the second Aliyah, then the only other options for the Levi is if there's no Kohen, you can get Levi b'mkom Kohen, or he has to get Achron and Maftir. Sif Katan Chavhei, so the Ramah had said, when you call him up, okay, you say Levi b'mkom Kohen. Mr. Brura, u'kishakorin so, hainu bein kishakorin Yisrael b'mkom Kohen, o Levi. Whether you're calling Yisrael b'mkom Kohen, or it's a Levi b'mkom Kohen, you still say b'mkom Kohen. Sipches, im ein Levi b'vezak neses, if there's no Levi in the shul, Kohen, Shekara Rishon, the Kohen that read Rishon, Mivarech, who got the Aliyah, who got Rishon, Mivarech Shenis, he's the one that gets the next Aliyah, the Kohen Mekohen Levi, and you say Kohen Mekohen Levi, Aval, lo Kohen Acher, but you don't call up a second Kohen, Kedei, Shelo Yomru, so the people will not say, Shaharishon Pagum, so that you will not say that the first one called up, the first Kohen called up was Pagum, wasn't a good Kohen, and that's why we called up the second Kohen. Therefore, the same Kohen has to go ahead and get both Rishon and Sheni. We'll just also do Sif Tes, and then we'll go to Mishneh Berurah. V'chein lo yalu shnei levim ze'achezeh. And also, you should not go ahead and have two levim get Aliyahs back to back, Levi Levi, k'dei shelo yomru she'achad mehem pagum, so that it won't say that one of them was Pagum, one of them wasn't good. Let's see what the Mishneh Berurah has to say about both of these sifim. Sif katon chav ches. Aval lo kohen ache. You don't call up another kohen. V'hu adin. And the same thing would be shelo yikra Yisrael b'mkom Levi. You don't even call another Yisrael here b'mkom Levi. K'dei shelo yomru al rishon. So they don't say that the first one who got the aliyah, that kohen, they won't say about him she'ino kohen. He's not a kohen. O shu pagum, or that he is damaged kohen goods. Midelo kara acharav Levi. In fact, they did not call a Levi up after him. So that's why you have to go ahead and have the same Kohen get both Aliyahs. The Gambit Sheyitu Ali Yisrael Azeh Shu Levi. And also, if you would have a Yisrael go, let's say, B'mkom Levi after the Kohen, they'll think about this Yisrael that he's a what? That he is a Levi, even though he's a Yisrael. Sifkan Chavtes. The concern of having the second Kohen is that the first Kohen, you'll say, Sha'arishon Pagum, the reason why you brought up the second Kohen after the first Kohen is because the first one wasn't good. That's why you can't bring up a second Kohen after the first Kohen. Are you with me, Rabbeinu Noah Horowitz?
I'm here.
He is here. I'm going to give him a Yomi pump up. Shout out to the Yomi Noah Horowitz pump up.
Oh, big Yomi, let's go!
Sha'arishon Pagum. Vahadalo kamar shechad leyam pagum ukid lekamon desit tes. So now he says as follows. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say, not that shelo yomru harishon pagum, at the concern of having this, the coin after the coin, is that we will say that the first one that got the aliyah, the first coin is pagum. Why doesn't it say that we're going to be chayshish that one of them is a pagum? Lavdavka the first, like we're going to see in Siftes, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? That you shouldn't have two levim, ze'ach ha'zeh, k'dei shelo yomru she'echad mehem, that you won't come to say that one of them was pagum. Here, by two coins back to back, it says we're concerned for the first coin. And we'll say the first coin was pagum. But by the levies going back to back, the Shulchan Aruch says the concern is that we'll say that one of them is a pagum. Not dafka the first one, maybe the second one. So the next two Mishnah Brurahs will explain this. Let's see. Mishum, the reason why in this Sif Ches, it says that you don't have a second coin because the first one, you might say, is a pagum. Why it said like that, and not that we're concerned about both of them, is because the Mairi Khan, what are we dealing with here? Afilu Eicha de Muchzak Lan Ba'Aviyim. We're talking here even in a case where we know for sure that their fathers shall Shneim Shem Kohanim. We know that both their fathers were Kohanim. We know that each of them came from families of Kohanim. Umikol Makom, but still, Barishom, with the first one, we're concerned, Ika Litlos, we're concerned, and they might say, Shenizvade Achar, people might go ahead and say, oh, why did they go ahead and bring up a different Kohen? Because they found out afterwards, Shekro Davua, right? Nisiv Grusha. Meaning Shenizvade Achar Shekrouhu, after they called the first Kohen, they found out, the Avua, that the first Kohen's father, right, they found out, oh, you know what, the first Kohen's father, he was Nisiv Grusha. He married a divorced woman. And therefore, the one who got the Aliyah is really what's called a Chalal, which is a Pugum Kohen, who can't get the Aliyah. And that's why they pulled him down. Oshema, or maybe, no, not that the father did an Avera and married a Grusha, and that's how this kid became a chalal. Maybe they found out Shema Zinsa Baseser. Maybe they found out, you know, this guy's not really a Kohen. You know why? Because his mother secretly had Znus. Vinishala Lacharkacha became a chalal, and afterwards, who becomes a chalal? Nishala Lacharkach Zaro. And what ends up happening is, if a Kohen basically has a child with a Zaina, those kids are nischal, become chalals. Nischal achakach zaro, midin kedushas kunav, losing out all the kedushas kunav. So therefore, ulakach karu shuv lekoinacha. Therefore, that is why, people are going to say, that is why they called a different kohen. And that's why the same kohen has to get both the kohen and the levi. Aval b'sheini leke lemiti b'zeh. But if there's no concern for the second kohen, why? Di chalal hu, because if he was a chalal, afim kohen levi lo yelam lekrosav. If he was a chalal, then why would they call him up Bimkom Levi? You're not allowed to call up a Yisrael Bimkom Levi after you called up a Kohen. So therefore they couldn't, if he's a chalal, then he's the equivalent of a Yisrael, which they wouldn't be able to call him up as a Levi. Right? Bimkom Levi. Bimkom Levi lo yel on the cross. So therefore the concern is only for the pagam, for the blemished status of the first Kohen called up, if you call up a second, different Kohen. So that's why we let the first Kohen, who got the Aliyah, go ahead and get the second Aliyah as well. Kasu Achronim.
Shout out to Achronim.
Shout out to the Achronim. Kasu Achronim, the Af Betainis. The Achronim write that even on a fast day, Kishe'en Alevi Misane, when a Levi in the shul did not fast, and you can't call him up, Yivarech HaKohen B'Kohen Levi. So in such a scenario, you call up the Kohen again, a second time, the same Kohen B'Kohen Levi. But Lo Yikru, even in that scenario, Lo Yikru Li Yisrael, you do not go ahead and call up a Yisrael instead. Sif Katan Lamed, when it comes to not calling up two Levis back to back, let's say you have a scenario where there's no Kohen, and you called up one Levi, and then you call up a second Levi for the second Aliyah, that he can't do, because he'll be concerned that maybe on either of them, they will think that maybe one of them is a pugum levi, is a blemished levi. Why? Afal pisha yodim shaviyam levi, even though we know that their fathers are leviim, ikalameima, we're concerned, ikalamechash, maybe shaviyam, that one of these individuals, their father, Nisiv, married a mamzeres. They might have married a mamzeres, or nesina, or a nesina. One of these individuals that are puzzle, right, to marry into Klal Yisrael, and based on that, puzzle lezare, the child will be puzzle from the zera of the kedushas levia, a levi, right, who goes ahead and marries a mamzeres and a sina, that child loses kedushas levi. Va'afshu mamzer, okay. Now, even though he's a mamzer, mikol makom he could be kare b'torah kishal Yisrael. A mamzer, even though he loses, right, status of a regular Yisrael, that he can't marry a regular Yisrael, he still could be called up to the Torah like part of the general nation of Yisrael.
It's complex.
Ad kan. Time for Mincha.